using now by Chodesh Nisan in his very nice Lekuti Halachas talks about this month. This month is a very important month. We start saying Tachnun because this is the month where all Am Yisrael were revealed from the Mitzrayim, and this is a segula for the Mashiach to come. It's written in Abiya Omer from Avadi Yosef that Mashiach will come on Nisan right by Pesach, because this is Yitzis Mitzrayim, just like in the when Moshe Rabbeinu was with Am Yisrael, they got out in Chodesh Nisan, and the Mashiach now is going to come. He's going to take us out also in Chodesh Nisan. So the Abiya Omer poiseks the halacha. So we should all, it's a mitzvah's essay that we should daven and have kisufim that the Mashiach should come. It's a mitzvah's essay. There was an old man about 5 years ago, I forget his name, but he would go into every shul and would shout that the Mashiach is coming and we have to wait for the gula and we have to. It's a mitzvah to mitzapet to the gula. So we know now it's at the end, it's very close to the time of Mashiach. And so now we have a time to look for the Mashiach. And the Chodesh Nisan is the most important month of the year. Why? Because the Havaya, according to Kisei Rizal, you have Shem Havaya Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? You have 12 months. You learned in school mathematics, there's factorial, right? How many tsirufim do you get from 4 factorial? 4 times 3 times 2, right? That's 12. So there's 12 tsirufi avayas. All the avayas from all the months are not kaseder. Because when you move around yud kei vav kei, you move it out, move it in the letters around, you don't get Shem Havaya. Only 1 month in the year you get Shem Havaya. That's Nisan. So Nisan is Keseder, and Tishri is not Keseder. And there's a whole Torah in the Lekuti Moran which is talking about Chodesh Tishri, which is Rosh Hashanah, that this was the month of the year that Adam Arishan, he sinned. And Adam Arishan ate the Das Tovara, is called a great Kilful in all the Ilomos. It called all the worlds to fall down. There was no Olam Asiyah like we're living now. In the time of Adam Rishon, it was all Rochani. It was all Olam Atzidus, Bria of Yetzirah. There was no Olam Asiyah. Because of his avera, of his sin, we went down to Olam Asiyah. So in Elul, there's old Torah in Lekuti Moran, which is talking about that a person has to work on himself, that everything should come to Seder. But in Nisan, it's exactly opposite. The Lela Seder that we have on Pesach is the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a special light that we don't have any other night in the year. It's the highest night of the whole year. We say Hallel. It's the only night in the year when we say Hallel. And we say the Agodah. This is a mitzvah es in the Torah. It got it to the Bincho. If a person has a wife or children, if he has guests, it is Lela Seder. It's a mitzvah for the whole evening to talk about the Nisim of Yitzitz Mitzrayim. A person is a Baal Tshuva. It's a mitzvah to say the story, how he was Chozer B'Tshuva, how he saw the goddess of the Shem, that he wants to now accomplish Torah and mitzvahs. This is one of the biggest miracles in the world, that every Jew can accomplish Torah and mitzvahs. So he's got to tell his own story. You know, it's a big mitzvah to tell his son that, you know, we were in Hitbolaluk with all these non-Jews in America. The Jews are 80%. Are coming close with these non-Jews. They even marry non-Jews. I had an uncle who married a non-Jew, and he passed away very young. You see, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is midi keneged midi, even though he was very far away from Judaism. But why should he marry a non-Jew? There's no reason why he should marry a non-Jew. We should try to keep our Jewish people together and try to get close to the Torah mitzvahs as much as possible. So there is a question that is asked when we start in the beginning of the year with Parshas Bereishis. Rashi asks a question in the first word, the first sentence in the Torah, Bereishis Bora Elokim, why did the Torah not start with Rosh HaChodesh Nisan? That's the first mitzvah in the Torah. They were Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's the first mitzvah in the Torah. The whole Chumash is written for the mitzvahs. So you should write mitzvahs in the Torah in the Chumash. So Rashi asks that question. Why do you start with Breishis? And the Rashi answers, because of Koch Maisa, we want to show how great God is, that He created the whole world for the whole, for all the nations, and He chose the Jewish nation only in Parshas Noach and Parshas Lech Lecha. We come in Parshas Lech Lecha to the Jewish nation. Avraham Avinu was the first Jew in the world, but He wanted to start the Chumash with the beginning of the world for all the nations. Adam Arishan was the father of all nations, and to show that Avraham Avinu, he had the opportunity that his kidneys taught him the Torah without even receiving the Torah in Har Sinai. It is the ability that your organs and your body can teach you the Torah, even though the Torah wasn't given yet. Because Avraham Avinu, it's written that he was even accomplishing Erev Tavshilim, which is the you have to make an Eruv between Yom Tov and Shabbos when you want to cook for Shabbos, and the Yom Tov a day before, you have to make a special Erev Tavshilim in order to cook. Avraham Avinu even learned that that mitzvah, even though it's only the Rabbanan, it's not one of the essential mitzvahs in the Torah, the biggest mitzvahs in the Torah, but he knew all the Torahs from Aleph at Taf, and his kidneys inside, not his kidneys, what do you say, Klaius in Hebrew? Kidneys. The organ in his body taught him how to accomplish the Torah without even receiving the Torah from Har Sinai. Its ability to come to such a saga, we say, a saga, a knowledge, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu can come inside in your organs in your body, that the organs in your body can teach you the Torah. And we know that every person has Shasa, Gidim, and Ramach Evarim inside of his body. These come to Taryag, 613 organs in his body, which are exactly comparison to the number of mitzvahs you have in the Torah. On Shavuos, we say the Taryag mitzvahs. We say all the mitzvahs, we state them. There's a special tikkun on Shavuos we say, where we mention all the mitzvahs we accomplish, and the six mitzvahs of the Rabbanan also, we add them on. So it comes to Keter, Taryag, and another seven mitzvahs comes out to Keter. And that's what we receive on Shavuos. Now we're starting Pesach, and another 49 days after Pesach comes Shavuos, which is Kabbalah Satorah. We receive the whole Keter Torah, which is the 616 mitzvahs Doraisa and the seven mitzvahs Derabonim. So the question where the Rashi asked at the beginning of Parshas Bereishis.
You said 616?
16.
Other 600.
Another, you get the Keter somehow, which is how much Keter is 620. So 613, right?
And
not 16, 13.
Right.
Taryag.
Right, right.
And another seven is exactly Keter mitzvahs with the seven mitzvahs that are born. So Rashi asks in the Parshas Bereishis, why doesn't the Torah start with Chodesh Lechem? This day, today, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That's the first mitzvah to Mechadish, the Chodesh of Nisan. That's the month where all Am Yisrael were revealed from Eretz Yisrael. So it is what Rashi answers. Rashi answers because we want to start the whole beginning of the world, of the first man in the world who created the first family in the world, and all the nations came from them. But we see from the question that Rashi asks, they brought the Chazal, Rashi, that this is the first mitzvah, it's a very important mitzvah, to Mechadesh Chodesh. This is the Chodesh where Hakim Moshe the Mishkan, and there's a special hara, there's a special light that comes down today, because when there was the Mishkan, there were 8 days when Moshe Rabbeinu, he himself was building the Mishkan. He would build it, take it apart, build it, and take it apart, 7 days until the 8th day, he wanted to give all the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol to his brother Aaron HaKohen, and Aaron HaKohen would come in the Mishkan and start doing the korbanos and all the work that had to be taken place in the Mishkan. So this is the Chinuch HaMishkan. If you notice today, when we finish davening in Breslov, I daven today in Breslov. I don't know if they do it in other places, but there's a special Torah portion that you say these 13 days before Pesach. These are it's actually the Kriya that we say for Chanukah. This is Chanukah HaMizbech. The Chanukah HaMizbech was in Nissan. And it's also talking about Hanukkah, because that's also Hanukkah's Loshen Chinuch. Hanukkah also had the same thing, but was postponed until Nissan. So anyway, and the Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the first day of the of Chodesh Nissan, and inside this month is koiled all the other months. This is like a Chodesh Kolel. And the Akuti Halachas, let's start with the Akuti Halachas, that talks about this Rosh Chodesh. The Rebbe says, Rav Nissen says in the Akuti Halachas, Rosh Chodesh Halacha Gimel, that Nisin Shibo Aita Gula Mitzrayim is Bechinis Kiddush HaChodesh, Bechinis Rosh Chodesh. Hakein Nikra Rosh Chodoshim. Moshkosu V'Chodesh Zeh Yelechem Rosh Chodoshim. Hayinu Shenisin Kol HaChodesh Kulo Hu Bechinis Rosh Chodesh. Every single day in this month is Bechinis Rosh Chodesh. We don't say Tachnum the whole month. But Nisin is Mechadesh, that every day in this month is like a Rosh Chodesh. Kibo Aya Gulis Mitzrayim. In this month, there was the redemption of Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim. This is considered the most important month of the year. So every day is considered like a Rosh Chodesh. Kibo Aya Gulis Mitzrayim, Shezeh Bechinis Rosh Chodesh. Hakein Ikrivu Bo Yud Beis Nisim, Sheshnei Mesar Shiptiko. That's why all the 12 tribes brought a korban on this day. Shehem Kenegid, 12 months in the year. Shehem Bechinis Shleimis Mazel Zedgdusha Omeres HaShneimis HaBokad. It's a very interesting thing that Shlomo HaMelech, when he made the Beis HaMikdash, he made a mikveh which was 12 cows were the pillars of this mikveh. And up above was this pool for water, which is actually a mikveh, but it was resting on 12 cows. What is this Shteimisre Bokor, this mikveh that was made by Shlomo HaMelech? It's a very deep thing. Whatever Shlomo HaMelech did was very deep. I saw a picture recently of the chair of Shlomo HaMelech. The chair of Shlomo HaMelech had a lion on it, and it had, a bird on it, an eagle, and it had on both sides of the chair, it had 7 nerot, like a menorah, a 14 nerot, 14 candles. And when Shlomo got on the chair, like an animal would let down the feet of the chair, help him come up to the chair, sit on the chair. In the time of Rabbeinu Gershom, there was a melech of some sort of Medina, I don't exactly remember which Medina it was, some goyish Medina, that wanted Rabbeinu Gershom to make a chair like Shlomo HaMelech. He wanted also such a chair. So Rabbeinu Gershom, he could do such a thing, but it's not going to be just like the chair of Shlomo HaMelech. There were other nations, there were other kings who stole the chair of Shlomo HaMelech, and they tried to get on it, and they were wounded, and they could never get on it.
It was mechanical or magical?
Yeah, it was. Shlomo HaMelech had control on all the shindalim, on all the shading, and all the... He knew he had control of the whole world entirely. So he knew how to make this chair, which is considered... Everyone knows by Rav Nachman that the chair of Rav Nachman is a very famous chair, and it's forbidden to sit on it. And what's the greatness of this chair? What's a big deal about the chair? So we see there's a Torah in Lakutu Moran that says, "Who is the Olam Leishev Al Hakisei?" It's a big inyan for a person to be a man who accomplishes all Torah mitzvahs and he can sit on the chair, not a plastic chair like this, but it means sitting on the chair of, according to Kabbalah, there's Olam HaKisei. The whole world is considered Olam HaKisei, the Bria. Olam HaBria is considered Olam HaKisei. The chair is just a very important image to that a man who can sit on this chair is like a king, a proper king. So what does it have to do with us now? So Shlomo Melech, when he went this, when he made this mikveh, which is Shtemisrei Bokor, this mikveh, which was standing on 12 bakar, this is the same thing as like the kisei. Shlomo Melech did everything according to Kabbalah. He had very deep reasons for such a thing. So these 12 cows were resembling the 12 months of the year. There's actually 12 partsufim according to Kabbalah. That without these 12 partsufim, a person cannot go through his day. We're doing everything through the spheres, teaches us as a result. And these 12 partsufim are keneged the 12 tribes.
What are partsufim?
The Atik and the Nuk of Atik, there's Arich and the female part of Arich, there's Abba Vehima, there's Eran Pin, and there's.
I mean, like, what is the translation like?
There are 10 spheres. You know about the 10 spheres. So there's a way of combining these 10 spheres into 12 spheres because it's all compared to the 12 tribes. Everything has a shoresh. And the shoresh, the root of the whole Jewish people are the 12 tribes. Everyone comes from some sort of a tribe. And you have Kohanim, Levim, and Pesach itself, the three matzahs, the higher and the middle and the lower matzahs are Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. So these three matzahs also are part of the 12 tribes, the part of the Jewish people. And the plate where we have the egg and we have the zroa and the maror and the chazeres are all the 10 spheres. Everything is, according to the Rizal, the whole world is brought down by 10 spheres, and the Rav Nachman, and a lot of his Torahs explains this, how everything is divided into the 10 spheres and the 12 tribes and the 12 partsufim. So anyway, in this Torah, in this the Kuti Alochas, Rabbeinu Rav Nosson teaches us that every day in Rosh Chodesh, in Chodesh Nissan is a Rosh Chodesh. Akeni kriva bo 12 nesiim sheshnemisrei shiptei kol shem keneged 12 chodshi ashona shem bechinis shleimis amalchus degdusha shomeres ashnemisrei boko ki nissan kelul mikula. Nissan is the first month. Tishrei is the first month when we're looking from Rosh Hashanah, but when we're counting the months, Nissan is the first month we count on. Kibon itgale malchus degdusha bechinis itzis mitzrayim shezeh bechinis kedushas rosh chodesh. V'kein kulam tulim boy. Every month, this is the Shem Avaya person in Musaf. He should be kaven when he's mevarach the chodesh in the tefillas Musaf. The Shem Avaya, which in this chodesh is keseder yud kei vav kei. It's the only chodesh in the whole year that is keseder yud kei vav kei. All the other tzirufim of yud kei vav kei is not keseder. All the other months of the year. But anyway, Chodesh Nisan is kolel all the chodoshim. V'kei noagim bo yom tov b'kulam. V'ein omim bo tachnam. Ki kol chodesh kulo hu b'chines rosh chodesh. Ki bo nizgale b'chines kedushas rosh chodesh. That's what Rav Nosson says in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Now go back to the Inyan of Parshas Chodesh. Also we call Nisan Chodesh Aviv. Right? You heard of that before? We call this Chodesh Aviv. What is Aviv? Av Yud Bet. It's the father of 12 months. Aviv. Aviv means in English like the spring. Spring. So anyway, Rashi asked the question, why didn't the Chumash start with the first mitzvah in the Torah, which is Kiddush Rosh Chodesh? So Rashi answers, Koach Maisa. But what do we see from the question of Rashi? That the Indian of Rosh Chodesh is a very important day. Azaya Rosh Hashanah lechodshi alavona. We all know that in Israel, their moine the moon, and the umes oilam the goyim, their moine the chamo, the shemesh. Right? We know when the world was created, the moon and the shemesh were on the same level. They were both like two suns, two great suns. Now, obviously, we get a lot more from the sun than we get from the moon, right? We went on the astronauts went on the moon. They see it's only rocks. You know, the whole light you have from the moon is only from the sun. You have no light from the moon alone. What can you do on the moon? There's no civilization. If there were no sun, the whole earth would be destroyed because we need the heat of the sun. We need everything from the sun. So why the most important sun is given to the other nations and the least important moon is given to the Jewish people? So the answer is, in the creation of the world, the moon was on the high level of the sun itself. What did the moon say? How could it be that there are two kings using the same crown? You can't do that. You can't have two kings using the same crown. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the moon, "You're right. Make yourself small. You don't have the ability to wear the crown of the sun. Make yourself small." So all the Meforshim are asking questions here. Because the moon asks a good question, he should be guilty. He should be given a punishment. So the answer is, one of the answers is, that it's really a schar, a reward, that the moon was made small. Why? Because all Am Yisrael, why does Am Yisrael have so much trials and tribulations, so much suffering throughout the years? In our last generation, 60 years ago, 6 million of our nation, how much do we have, the Jews have, Bechlal, were killed. Why was that? Because the Jewish people are the Amanifchar. I went into Yad Vashem, and it's written on the wall there that the great Hitler and his the people who did the Holocaust, they were bragging. We're killing now 5,000 of the Jewish people every day. The Am HaNivchar, the chosen people, were killing 5,000 every day. They were very pride of their ability to do such a thing. If you notice that all the nations, all their eyes are on the Jewish people, what the Jewish people are doing. That's the most important thing. All the news, 50% of the news is what's happening in Israel, what's happening here and there. I remember when Shach was still alive, and he made a miflagah of two or three candidates, Degel Torah. I remember on the radio, Rav Shach, Rav Shach, Rav Shach, for these two candidates in the whole Knesset, they're talking about Rav Shach day and night. They couldn't understand how this rabbi is maneuvering the whole nation. And I heard in Yad Vashem also the speech of Hitler. He says, what was the major reason for him killing the Jewish people? Because they were taking all the money of Europe. They knew how to control all the money. So they cannot tolerate these Jewish people. They have such great heads, and they know how to maneuver the whole world, the Chora. But it's not true. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's maneuvering all the world. And if he decided that he wanted to make the Jewish people his chosen people, that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's decision. And if he decided also to give Am Yisrael to the Jewish people, no one is going to be able to take it away from him. But anyway, this Chodesh Nisan is one of the most important month of the year. And the Shabbos before Chodesh Nisan, the Shabbos of Chodesh is the Shorash of Chodesh Nisan. It's written in Midrash Rabbah. Parshas Nesoch. Eser Ataot Natal Oto Ayom. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was given 10 crowns. Why 10 crowns? Rishon Abrius Oilam. It was the first. There's a Machloikis. Machloikis in the Chazal. When was the world created? Or in Nisan or in Tishrei? So according to this Midrash, it was the first month of the creation of the world. Rishon Lakuna. Aaron HaKohen was now appointed in Chodesh Nisan to be Kohen Gadol. Rishon LeNesius, Moshe Rabbeinu was considered the president of the Jewish people. Rishon LeShchineh, Chesiv Asudi, Migdash Veshchanti B'Sfeichem. Only on the eighth day, when Moshe Rabbeinu, he was taking down the Mishkan, he was building it up seven times until the eighth day, he gave the Mishkan to Aaron HaKohen, who is now going to control over the Mishkan, the Kohanim, they're going to control the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash for the rest of the Jewish history. This is the only day Moshe was Mefarak the Mishkan and building the Mishkan. Mefarak the Mishkan, the Shekhinah was not there yet. Only when he came in and he pointed Aaron to be Kohen Gadol on the eighth day, he said, V'inoyim Hashem Elokeinu Nasi Adenu. Okay, V'inoyim, it's good to say this pasuk before every mitzvah that we do. We say it before Neres Chanukah, We say it before every, even I think before the Bedikas Chometz, every mitzvah we do, Rabbanan and Raisa, we say this pasuk Vinoyim. We say it on Motzi Shabbos, Vinoam. This is the Noam Elyon. Noam means the great light that comes from the seventh, the Shmini, Olam Shmini, which is Bnei Lo. It will, Noam Elyon will give us over the Shechina, and that's what Moshe said to Aaron. Asuri Mikdash v'shachati b'tzoichem. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, make me this Mishkan, or this Mikdash, and I will be inside this Mikdash. I will be inside the Shechina. In the destruction of the base of Mikdash, the Shechina left a lot of years before it was destroyed. The base of Mikdash was destroyed when the Shechina already left a few years before. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not want to destroy the Jewish people. He would rather destroy a building than destroy the Jewish people. The Jewish people, they made it averas. We're always doing averas. We have to do a lot of tshuva. This is one of the reasons why Rav Nachman came to the world, that we'll be able to b'chayis b'tshuva much easier, in an easier way. We have this great tzaddik that helps us to b'chayis b'tshuva. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants every person to have a private mishkan inside of his house, and he will be, the Shechina will be inside of it. This is the secret of Ish and Isha, right? When you take Ish and Isha, what is the difference between Ish and Isha, the married male and female? The Ish has a Yud inside of it, and Isha has the Hey. What is Yud K? God's name. This is Shechina. When you're a Zoyche, the Shechina is there, in the private Mishkan of this house, of this household. When the Yud-K leaves, you have Eish. That's why you have, what type of percentage of divorce do you have these days? Very, very high.
Depends on the state, as high as 67%.
Terrible. I was there, I had one of my children that got divorced, and I was there in the Rabbanut. It's terrible. So many people are getting divorced. And this is because the Yud-K left the Ish V'Isha, and you have Eish. Sometimes you have to get divorced. There's no way out of it. But a lot of cases you can make Shalom by it. And this Shalom Arush, Rav Shalom Arush, made this building here. He has a whole set of books on Shalom by it. A person should work on Shalom by it, that he shouldn't get divorced. That's what I try to do in Rabbanut also. They don't let you get divorced so fast. They want to try to make Shalom by it. But there's so many divorces, he says 60-something percent.
Well, that's
terrible.
Not the Jewish. I mean, that's like in the America, like the second.
No, here in the Rabbanut. The Jewish people.
No, I don't know about the Rabbanut.
So many divorces. In Israel, it's over 60% from Jews.
No, I was thinking of California.
Oh, yeah, right. So in America, it's about 60-70%. But in Israel, it's probably not.
If a person, including the non-religious, is very, very high.
Well, the non-religious.
It wasn't so high 100 years ago. It wasn't so high.
It was very small, like 2%.
But now even all the frum, you have, it's ridiculous. Just last week, I was told a couple of the Chinos got divorced because the wife went into postnatal depression, divorce.
Hashem Yazor, B'chutz Chodesh Nisan, will make a lot of Shalom Bayis. But anyway, now in the middle of this Midrash, which is talking about 10 different things, qualities that you have in Chodesh Nisan that you don't have in any Rosh Chodesh or the other months of the year. Esra Atarot Natal Oto Yom, Rishon Nabriya Soilim, Rishon Nekune, Rishon Nesiyas, Rishon Neshchine, Dechiv Asuri Migdash, Shanti B'soichem, Rishon LaVoide, the Voide is Beis HaMikdash, LaVoide in the Beis HaMikdash, this is considered bringing korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. This is the first month of all the avoda. Rishon Birkas Kohani, the first month when the Kohanim gave the bracha, now we have a zecher to it when every day in davening. Rishon Leroishi Chadoshi, this is the first month of the year. Rishon Isur Bomo, before the Mikdash and the Mishkan were created, you were able to make a boma outside of the Beis HaMikdash and make your own private korbanos on it, right? As soon as the Mishkan came, it's forbidden to make a bomo. It's forbidden to make a bomo with other korbanos. Rishon Achilas Kodshim, it's the first month that you really had Kodshim. You had Tomid shel loyke sheshachav ve Tomid shel ben avoy. Every day you have to bring two korbonas. Rishon yeridus eish nitziv teitz eish nifnei Hashem v'teichol al mizbeach. There was a miracle that happened when the in the time of the Mishkan, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, that there was always a fire from heaven that was eating, that was burning up the korbonas. It was always there, even though there was this miracle and you had this holy fire. Mitzvah lavim ehediot. Nevertheless, the Kohanim had to light the Avon Mizbeach. Why a mitzvah lavim ehediot? I think at the time near the destruction of the Second Temple, also this Eish was there was no more Eish on the Mizbech. They had to light it. They had to light it themselves. The Eish disappeared because they did too many avers. In another midrash, it's written, "Afish Malechas Mishkan Nigmara beKofei beKislev vaAmad Mishkan." This is Hanukkah, right? Kofei beKislev. The whole Mishkan was folded up until Nisan. From Hanukkah until Nisan, the Mishkan was on a shlita, was not working. Only in Rosh Chodesh Nisan it started to work. The Midrash says, "Shalach lem ayadei Moshe, mayatem yireim kvar basi legani achosikal." There's a pasuk in Shir Shirim that says, "Basi legani achosikal." I came to my garden. Here, Rav Arush writes all these forim which are considered the garden. Here we have this famous pasuk in Shir Shirim. I came to my garden, my sister of the bride. What does this mean? This, we are considered the kala of Knesset Yisroel. Knesset Yisroel is like the chosen, and the shechin is the kala, chosen and kala. We are marrying ourselves with this divine part of God, which is the shechina. We are marrying ourselves together with this divine aspect of God. It's written that Yom Rishon, the first day in the week, Yom Rishon is the bride, the groom of Yom Sheni. Yom Rishon and Sheni, they're married together. Yom Sheni and Shlishi, they're married together. Yom Hamishi and Shlishi, they're married together. On Shabbos, who is the groom of the Shechina? Shabbos Malkasa? Am Yisrael. The Jewish people are the groom of the Shechina Kedusha. So it's very important for us as Jewish people. We have to be the chosen people. And if we do not act rightly, we see what happens. There's now Gezeres Gius. What did the Rabbanim say? Why is this Gezeres Gius that all these people have to go to the army here in Israel? Because they're not learning Torah like they're supposed to. If we were learning Torah, how we should really be learning. We should accomplish we would be able to accomplish the mitzvahs that we are supposed to. There would be no Gezeres Gius. Everyone would say, "You're guarding the country. You people are learning Torah. You're guarding the country. There's no better way to guard the country than learn Torah and accomplish the mitzvahs." But when the Jewish people are not doing it in the shleimus, how they should be doing it, we have all these things happen to morer lanu, to wake us up, how we should do Torah mitzvahs in a better way. But anyway, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there's a Havaya B'tziruv Kesera, like we mentioned previously. There's Yud K Vav K. There were 12, the presidents of all the tribes, the 12 tribes, brought korbonas on this day. They called the Yud Beis Chodoshim. And these are the 12 days, like we mentioned before, there's a special Torah portion that we say without a, actually in Breslau they opened up the Torah, they say without a brocha. The whole parsha of Torah that we say of Hanukkah, we say every day. Today we said the preface and also the first day of the Nesim. Tomorrow we're going to be saying the second day of Nesim. And you have in the Sidurim a little tefillah that we say after that. Yerotzo, that this tefillah will be Mekubal, that all our prayers will be answered. So every day after the Torah portion or after the Tefillah, we say these 12 days in the Nesiim, that like we say in Hanukkah. And kolim kol yud beis chadoshim, nichlalim yud beis yomim rishonim, shadisin bakrovis in Nesiim, zeshinisin tchilis ha'oviv, and this is like we said previously, Aviv. What is Aviv? The father of 12 Nesiim. The 12 Nesiim are connected to the 12 tribes. The Midrash, which we brought previously, continues and says, Miniyom arishin shibor kodesh boruch et olam nitaveh ledurim briyotav betachtonim. This is a famous sentence that the Rebbe Mechabad says to all his chassidim and all the previous generations. Miniyom arishin shibor kodesh boruch et olam nitaveh ledurim briyotav betachtonim. What do they say in Chabad all the time? The kodesh boruch wants a madur letachtonim. The Rebbe is a big Mekubal, he wrote 100 Sforim. The Rebbe Chabad is such a great character. What are we as small Jews supposed to do? Make Adir and Tachtoin. Where did the Mor Mechabad get this? He didn't create it out of his mind. Make he took it from this Midrash. It's written in his Midrash here. Nis'av the Kodesh Boch himself. Nis'av al Adur and B'yoysad B'tachtoini. He wants Adir and B'tachtoini. This is the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a dir betachtoini. There's another midrash that says that when the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Mishkan to the Jewish people, he said, it's a mashal. I'll give you a parable. There's a king who has one daughter, and he has to marry his daughter. She became 20 already. She has to get married. You can't let her grow to 30. So he found a wonderful husband for his daughter, but he said, listen, I know you're going to live abroad. You're not going to live by me. But when you live abroad, make in your house a room for me to come there. I want to visit you. So this is like the Nimshah. What is the Nimshah? We have a parable. This is the Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to the Jewish nation. I'm going to make you a nation. I'm going to give you a Jewish nation, the State of Israel. You can live there. You can do what you want. You can learn what you want. You can learn where you want. You marry who you want, but what I want you to make a room for me when I come to visit you, I'll have a place to be. So all the Mephoshim asked the question, what does that have to do with this? You can talk about a physical king who goes to visit people, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have to. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is everywhere in the world. He has to have a physical place to come to your house. He has to have a special room in your house that you like the Kisei El Eliyahu. Leave it for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's there. He's there wherever you are. You go in the bathroom, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is with you there. A person does a veris, that's the shalom, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. There's no way to run away from the Shem, right? So the Mephoshim explained that this is a parable to the Mishkan. The Mishkan is not do we have one Mishkan in Am Yisrael, but every single house that is holy house. A holy house. I'm not talking about people who act like non-Jews. People act like non-Jews. We're talking about a holy house. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to build a Mishkan for the Shechina to be there. The Mishkan is a place. What is Lashon Mishkan? Shochen, Shechina. I once in one of my, I wrote a book here, so in one of my Torahs here, I explained that there's a Torah in the Likutei Moran. There's like four types of way to explain Mishkan. One of it is Shechina. The Shechina is there. Another one is Mashkon. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a Mashkon. If the Jewish people err and sin, I give you a Mashkon that they can bechoze b'tshuva. This is the Mishkan. Another way of explaining is Mishkon, and Shechen. I'm a Shechen. I'm a neighbor. I'm a good neighbor for you. There are a lot of ways this word Mishkan can be translated. But anyway, this Midrash continues. Ro ech kesi bebrias yom rishon yeerav yiboyker yom echad. So here we see here the Midrash is also comparing the building of the Mishkan to the first day of the world. It's the first day of the world, right? The first day of the creation of the world. Yom Rishon Ein Omer Eri Yom Echad. So the Midrash asks, why is it written in the Pasuk the first day. Say the not the first day, one day. It's written in the Pasuk, one day. The first day is finished. You have one day in the creation of the world. Why isn't it written the first day? Yom Rishon Ein Omer and Yom Achad. Shem Shama Yom Achad Yom Ayom Shenayim Yom Shloisha. El Alam Amar Yom Achad Shad Shekodesh Baruch Hu Yichidi Baolam Nitaver Ledurim Biyotah Betachtonim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was the only creation in the world. He was Yichido Shel Olam. Can you imagine yourself that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is lonely? Can you imagine such a thing? A person, you could say, this person who his wife passed away, or he divorced his wife, or whatever, never got married, you know, he came from America, he came to Israel to live, you could say this person is a yochid, he's a boded, he's alone in the world, he has no friends. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is it possible to say, he's a yochid, he's the only in the world. But this is, it's written in the beginning of Eitz Chaim from Arizal, one of the major reasons the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, because he wanted a companion. So he created these people that they should be the companion of the Shemesh Baruch. This is only when they're doing God's will. When they're doing God's will, the Kodesh Baruch Hu can have a companion. But when Chas V'Sholom, they're not doing God's will, there's no companion for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Midrash says here, this is why it's written Yom Echad. Yom Echad means Kishem Shama Yom Echad Yom Yom Shnaim Yom Shlosh Ela Lama Amar Yom Echad Sha'ad Shekodesh Baruch Hu Hayachid Be'olam Netaved Edur Im Briotav Betachtonim. Wanted companions, wanted a nation that should serve him. Can we understand what is involved here, that there are so billions, milliarding of non-Jews, there's so many nations in the world, there's so many countries, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu only loves the Jewish people, and they're the nation that suffers more than any of the other nations. But the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, they're no more Egyptians anymore. They're no more Mitzrayim. There were three I saw in the Gemara. We now finished Sukkah yesterday in Daf Yomi. So we learned in the Daf Yomi of Sukkah that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and on Sukkot we bring actually korbanos for all the nations. Mm-hmm. But there were three times when the Jewish nation wanted to go back to Mitzrayim. There's a pasuk that says, "Don't go back to Mitzrayim." Right? I took you out of Egypt. This is the gula that you had in on Pesach. Right? I took you out of there. Why do you go back? Three times in the history of the Jewish nation, they wanted to go back. The Jews wanted to go back to Egypt. The land is great there. It's productive, and it's really a good place to visit. Even now you go, you only see pyramids. But the land is very nice to go back to Egypt. And the Kodesh Baruch said, Mefarash, don't go back to Egypt. And the Jewish people didn't listen to the Kodesh Baruch. They didn't listen to them. So what happened? All the people that went to Egypt, I don't know what the end of them were. Maybe a few were Chozer B'Tshuva. But we see so many Americans, so many Europeans coming to Israel to live. I think half the population of the religious Jews are from abroad. There's so many French people, right? French people, Bayit Vegan, there's so many Americans. Even here in this area also, there are a lot of Americans. A lot of Americans, a lot of people from Europe. Everyone, every Jew, his soul is yearning for to come to Israel. And this is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what he wants, for us to live in Israel, to be proper Jews. The Midrash says, Kevan shehukam ha-mishkan v'heshra bo Kodesh Baruch Hu shechinosu V'bau ha-nesim lakriv amar ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu yiketev shebiyom hazeh nivro ha-ilam. This was the first day of the world. It's written in the Midrash. Because I wanted to bring the Mishkan on this day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I wanted to be written that this is the first day of the world. So we know there are two Rosh Hashanahs, the Rosh Hashanah Nisan, and there's Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. There are more Rosh Hashanahs. There's also Shvat, depends on what you're talking about. And according to this Midrash, this is the first day of the world. Now, today, what is the Nafka Mina? What difference does it make? It's the first day of the world. Or it's the middle of the year? The answer is to do tshuva. The first day of the world, a person should do tshuva, right? It's the beginning. By Rav Nachman Mibreslev, he said, one of my biggest chidushin is hatchala, a beginning. A lot of times in the same day I made a new beginning. What I thought I understood 2 hours ago, now I understand much more. There's a Torah in Lakuti Moran that says, Torah Vav in Lakuti Moran that says, when a person says, Chatati Peshati, you know, I did sins, I did averas, he's clapping on his heart, the next time in Mincha, now we don't say Tachmin in this month, but when an Iyar, Chodesh Iyar, when we start saying, Chatati Peshati, because we have such a much greater hasoga, who God is much greater than I thought the previous month. I said chatati peshati that the last month I didn't know how great God was. Now I know He's much greater than I thought. So this hasoga chadasha, this new knowledge that I have, makes me chozer b'tshuva. Every day when a person has a worrying how great God is and how much ability he as a small Jew can do for God and do for his nation and do for his fellow Jews, he can be chozer b'tshuva much more. And today Rav Nachman of Breslev was born. He's born today. So this has a meaning. It's not something that happened. You should know nothing happens because of chance. These are only apikorsim. The people said, I even saw a book that said they'd explain you on the Shvi Shepesach when they were Kriyas Yamsu. They can explain you how, according to biology, all of a sudden there'll be 12 openings in the sea where every tribe would go through the Yabosha inside the Yam. According to biology, according to the Teva, the nature of the land, the nature of the sea, will split all of a sudden in this one date in the entire history of the world. They explain it according to Teva. This is apikorsut.
And it also happens to be like the one time that ever happened.
Yeah,
what
happened
like,
in
was
the whole
like
generation.
When the Egyptians were about to kill them, like it just happened.
And they were also trying to explain the six-day war here in Israel. Oh, it's natural, it's natural. The Mitzrayim, they don't have minds to do a war. They're only billions of people, they have no minds, they're only like animals. The Jewish people are very smart, and they know, even now in this generation, when they have these new tilim that come, right? The tilim, they are Jewish people who made these other, some type of weapon that can knock down the till when it's in the air, and they say, because of us, we're saving all the Jews from the till. This is nonsense. There's nothing other than a miracle from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's keeping us kayam here, and he's giving us parnosa, and he wants us to do the Torah and mitzvahs. Because according to knowledge, according to common sense, we would be destroyed like all the other nations were destroyed until now. The French are not the French that they were 2,000 years ago. It's not Greece. They're all new nations. The Jewish people, it's the same nation. It's the same Torah. This is only a miracle, and you can't explain it with the natural reason. It's only up-natural, by nisim, gluing these miracles. That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu who keeps the Jewish people continuing. Tzvi Mekuti Moran, Torah Hey, Iker Chizuka Malach. There's a malach, there's an angel who helps Jews. So the Rav Nachman says, Iker Chizuka Malach is in Chodesh Nisan. This, even though we believe in God and we have to pray to God, and we only have connection with the Kodesh Baruch, we're only praying to the Kodesh Baruch, but we do have these malachim who help out God in His what He wants to give over. So, Az Nischadesh Kolit Manut Shekol Achad V'Achad. When a person has a position anywhere, he's a president of an organization, he's a manager of a corporation, where does he get the koach, the power to be a president, to be a manager. It all comes from this month, Nisan. As noisnim lekol ha-malochim et manut shelem. This is the month where all the angels receive their ability to be angels on the Jewish people, on the whole world. As nischadish shoratzon sheshem is bo'ach b'chinas ki mitzvei Ovid b'chayil shmaya. It's a pasuk written in Daniel. Ki az nonim lekulam it manut shelem k'ratzon is bo'ach. As yesh malochim simcha. There's a great happiness today. The whole Mishkan was created today. All the Malachim, all the people are given this manus today. There's a great simcha and happiness in this day. And everything is mechuzak. Everything has become, they give them, like, they're organizing the president. Ki'az v'nissen uzman agula. This is a time when Am Yisrael are taken out of Egypt. V'nissen nigalut. Then you do a shikir galut mitzrayim ha'elet tiken chit odom rishu. What was the reason, Bechlal, that the whole Jewish people had to go to Mitzrayim Bechlal to work there, and their sons were slaughtered, and Paro would bathe in the blood of the Jewish people? What was the reason for such a thing? Because Odom Arishan, when he was separated from his wife, he gave out shikhna zera levatola, semen. He deposited without having a wife. And this caused all the Nitzutzes Kedoshes, these holy sparks, to be spread out, and they all went to Egypt. And after the Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt, he spread it around all the other world. That's why people go to America, they go to Europe, they go even now to China. There's a big community now in China of Jewish people. And Nisan is the time when people are redeemed. And it should be known, I want to mention a very important factor here, that we know, according to the Rizal, that a person has the Shalom, has a bad mikre, and he has, you know, he gives off the semen without an ish or whatever, that he has to do like 84 fasts. He has to fast 84 days. So came Rav Nachman Mibreslin with a new tikkun. He said, I worked with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I was over the Shem with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and now you only say the Esrim is Morim Tilim, Tikkun HaKlal. You go into the mikveh, you say the Esrim is Morim, you give a pruta to the tzedakah, and you can forget that you had this bad mikveh. This is such a haftacha that no other tzaddik in all the generations gave such haftacha. And we hold that the Rav Nachman is the same soul of the Rizal himself. So it's like a continuation of the Rizal. Instead of fasting, no one can fast 84 fasts today. No one can do such a thing. So instead of fasting, Rav Nachman said, I was able to reveal how much a person can get from davening, the hour of his boitus. And the Tikkun HaKlal is much more than fasting. A person does it in the proper way. Takes the hour a day to do these boididus in front of the Shem Yisboach to ask whatever he needs from the Shem. And nevertheless, the Rebbe continues in this Torah that Nisan is the tikkun chaytod of Arishan shenitakem ben Nisan beis gudus Mitzrayim. V'zeh shekatuv hotzeisi et savoisai. Just like it's written, we know each cup, one of the four cups in the Seder, is according to one of the loshims of Geula, hotzeisi lakachti. Igalti. In this Torah in the Kutumrah, Rav Nachman is talking about Savoisai. What is Savoisai? These are the Malachim, these angels. Shiatsuva Nigalu Benisan. Kiaz Nitraskuva Nitkadnu Al Kana. Why on Shabbos do we come home with the candles lit and the wife is there and all the children are there? We start saying Sholom Alechem. Malachi Shores. Why do we say that? Because the angels are there. Chas v'sholom. A person comes to his house and lays Shabbos, and he doesn't say that. Who knows what the malachim are going to do to him? Who knows? It's not such a easy thing. A person has a bad malach. Who knows what he can do to him? And anyway, on Erev Shabbos, we say Shalom Alechem al malachim. Boachemle, come inside the malachim. Borchuni, L'sholom l'malachim. Tzeischem l'sholom. Leave him. Take him out to the door so they should leave. Leave us alone. I welcome you here, but now you have to go by. We want to stay alone. We want peace. You know, we have to receive the malachim. We have to give them an introduction to come into our house. The malachim are coming. The malachim do a salat of. Look in the Mishnah Berurah. Open up the Mishnah Berurah. Open it up. And see a person who goes with tzitzis. How many angels are guarding him the whole day? Hundreds of angels. Can you understand such a thing? Every mitzvah a person does, he creates an angel. Chas v'sholom, if he does the other thing, does something not so good, he creates another. So it's not so great to create these. That's where we have the opportunity. When we chas v'sholom, a person is motzi shin v'zer l'avatola, chas v'sholom is begam with semen, he creates a big mekatreg. And Rav Nachman Bresser was able to give us his tikkun klolim to kill him off entirely. And this is very important, something to say, at least once a year, maybe even once a month, the tefillah after the tikkun klolim of Rav Nusson, he explains there, and we're praying that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us with the malachim. We create bad malachim. This is why it's a minag in Yushalayim, that when chas v'sholom a person passes away, children do not go to the graveyard. Why? Because not only do the children, the real children, when the real children come there, all the other netzutzes that the person had, semen, chas v'sholom, his whole life, they also come to the graveyard to mekatchik him, to go against him. So that's why there's a minhag that the children don't go to the graveyard with the father when he's buried. So we see what the malachim do, what the malachim can do to a person. And anyway, this is the month of Malachim. The biggest Malachim are created on Chodesh Nisan. Ke'az nitchazku v'nitkanu, and they're given chizuk on this month, and they're given a tikkun on this month. Ke'in ikres chachus arotzoin bechines mebitzavei over b'chai shmayu benisan. This is the month of his chachus. Person wants to take on himself a new something to do that he never did before. He never said tikkun klolim every day, right? Said it once in a while. I said, I want to take on myself like the Hasidi Breslin did. Every day I'm going to say Tikkun HaKlal. It takes less than 10 minutes a day. He takes it on himself every day to say it. This is the month when he can take on himself new things. I'm going to take on myself, Bezal Hashem, every day. I want to make at least try to make an hour of his bodiness. Okay. Iker is chachis arotzum b'chines mitzvei ovid b'chal shmeyu b'nisim. Ki az is man tikkun b'chizik shalahem sh'cholom alochim. Don't think only this month you can be in Sibra. Every month, every day of the year, even on Tisha B'Av you can be in Sibra, but on Tisha B'Av be quiet. Don't do a dance on Tisha B'Av, right? You're not even supposed to say shalom to your fellow Jew on Tisha B'Av, right? But every other day of the year you can be in Sibra, and Rabbeinu and Achman and Bresler says, Mitzvah Gedolah Yetzir Sibra. Why? Why is it so important to be the Simcha? Because it's written there, Rizal, who came to this great level, this highest level. Eliyahu Navi came to learn with him. He taught him all the Kabbalah that no one ever knew. And he could only give it over to Rav Chaim Vital and only a few people. Even the Kesovim and Rav Chaim Vital were buried with him in the grave and couldn't be given over to the Jewish people until a few years after his death. Because the world was not worthy of it. So these great people like the Rizal, he did not come to the level of Kedusha Tyra and Asmodis and Torah and understanding of the Torah and the Kabbalah only with the great Simcha that he had. So Rav Nachman, his father's name was Simcha. Rav Nachman of Fegamin Simcha says, Mitzvah Gedolah Liyos V'Simcha Tomi. If you want to be successful in life, you have to always be happy. Like Sholem Arush here, the Rosh Hashiva, this Hashiva, one of his biggest success, he always has a smile on his face. I hardly remember him without a smile on his face. It's a great thing. A person can teach himself to have a smile on his face, always to be happy. It's something very hard to find these days. And anyway, Rav Nachman Bresler says it's a mitzvah, not only It's not only a good idea, you're accomplishing a mitzvah here, to be in Simcha. Mitzvah gedolah yesh b'simcha. So this is the month of Simcha. It's written before Ashur, Kut Moran. Ha'idei Simcha noisnim chizik lo malochim, ki az neturev Simcha b'malochim, ki iru niskadesh ha'ratzon. What is very close to the Simcha? Oh, past the time already. What is very close to the Simcha? The Rotzon of a Jew. Rotzon of a Jew, when a person has real Rotzon, I really want to be a good person. I really want to help other people. I really want to learn Torah. I really want to be, you know, a model to the Jews in my community. The thinking about that is half of it, thinking alone is the success. When a person decides something, believe it or not, I'm going to do this, or I'm not going to do this anymore. The decision itself, half of it is already accomplishment. So Hashem Yazor Lanu, and this month of Nisan, we'll all be in Simcha, and we'll give Chizuk to the Malachim, and we'll be Aviv, this is the Av to the 12 tribes, the 12 different types of demonstrate partsufim. There's 12 partsufim al pi kamola. They're all coming from this month. Shem Avaya is keseder, yud kei vav kei. Everything is keseder. When a person decides, I want my life to be the center, I'm going to get up in the morning, go to the mikveh, I'm going to daven, I'm going to learn Torah, I'm going to bring panasa. He makes these decisions and he really works on himself. He has a lot of siyata d'shmaya, but prat b'chodesh nisan, which is the tridus ashono, and in Pesach, we're all given a special light that we aren't given any other time of the year. We'll talk about that tomorrow also, this great light. Kol tov.